Well, good day and welcome to Keystone HDC Podcast. My name is Jerry McPherson, and today I want to talk to you about setting up your property's organizational structure. So you had made a conscious decision in the past to open up a bed and breakfast, hotel, or a resort. You loved the idea of being your own boss, spending days chatting with customers, sharing stories, being known far and wide as the friendly innkeeper. It was a wonderful and romantic vision. Occasionally, you do have days like that, but more often than not, you find yourself in your office, taking care of the accounting, replacing staff, trying to put a marketing plan in place. Your time for schmoozing with guests is becoming less and less. You're feeling tired, but the idea of taking a day off is way out of the question. You have to be on site every day or things will fall apart. The romantic vision you had when you began now feels like an unrealistic notion. If you can relate to this, then it's time for you to step back and reevaluate your organizational structure. This may sound a little strange, but instead of thinking of you as an innkeeper, think of yourself as a franchisor. Now you might be thinking, that sounds insane. You have no intention of ever franchising your property. But hear me out. Think of some of the most successful franchises in the world. Let's use McDonald's for an example. You can travel to the four corners of the world and find a McDonald's. And you know, when you stop in and order a Big Mac or a cheeseburger, it doesn't matter where the location is, the food is going to be the same. Why is that? Because the checks and balances in place are consistent in every McDonald's in the world. If you buy a hamburger in Toronto, Canada, or in Dusseldorf, Germany, you can see the pickles are placed on exactly the same way. This is not done by accident. Much time and research went into determining how the pickles should be placed on the burger so they would not fall off. Now think of your own property. You are now a franchisor. Determine the different job titles or responsibilities that are required for your operation. You need a president and a chief operating officer who is accountable for the overall success of your property's objectives and reporting to the shareholders. You need a vice president of marketing, accountable for finding customers and new ways to provide those customers with a wonderful experience. They report to the COO. A vice president of operations, accountable for keeping the customers by delivering to them what is promised by marketing. They are to do this with great efficiency so as to provide the customer with better service. They also report to the COO. Vice President of Finance, responsible for supporting both marketing and operations and the fulfillment of their accountabilities by reaching the company's profitability criteria and by securing capital whenever it is called for. They too report to the COO. A sales manager and an advertising research manager who report to the vice president of marketing. Production manager, service manager, facility manager who report to the vice president of operations. And accounts receivable and an accounts payable manager who report to the vice president of finance. Now you might be thinking, are you insane? I only have a small property. I don't want to or can't afford to hire this many people. Well, you don't have to. Take a look at your property and determine, in a perfect world, what positions you would like to have and what their responsibilities would entail. You assign the positions to current staff and to yourself. More than likely, you'll be taking on more than one role. Probably most of the roles. Each of these roles is going to require their own operations manual, and it'll be the responsibility of those in each role to start documenting a checklist of what is required to do in each job. The checklist, or operations manual, will be used in the future for anyone who steps into that specific role. Over time, these manuals will help your organization run like a well-oiled machine. Now, this might sound like a lot of work, but you have to start somewhere. Today, I'm just scratching the surface with this idea, and I know there's a lot more to discuss. And we'll do that in future episodes. I did mention earlier that the president and COO is responsible to the shareholders. Well, who are the shareholders, you might ask? Well, you are. If you have any stories about your property's organizational structure and would like to share, or have any questions or feedback, you can leave them in the comments section of today's show notes. The show notes for each episode can be found on our website at KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com and click through to the blog, or go directly to the blog at KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com/blog. Let's work together to put heads in your beds. Until next time, have a fun day.